it is officially official. It's super official. Bennifer 2.0. It's happening. It's official now. Pew, pew. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Thanks for tuning in, whether it's on the app or on our website. Maybe you're streaming or maybe you're listening on the good old-fashioned radio. But wherever you are, it's important for you to know and adjust accordingly. Bennifer is real.
It's official! Pew, pew!
Yay!
But wait, what? Is it?
Is it, though?
I don't know.
Have we seen anything we haven't seen before?
Yes.
Okay.
Lock and lips. So if you go to social media, of course, and probably by this point, you've seen the photos of Ben and Jen on a boat, yacht style.
I mean, let's be real.
Some major pizza. Yay.
You probably got an alert, like a news alert on your phone.
Yes, because
it's the most important news of the day.
Jennifer Lopez had a birthday, 52, and she tweeted the following, 5-2, what it do? And then there are four photos, one of her looking very sexy, another one of her looking sexy, and another one of her looking sexy, and then one of her sucking Ben Affleck's life force from his body.
It appears as though that's what's happening. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And that is the photo, I believe, that truly said they've made it official, according to tabloids. But, oh, dear Colleen and Bradley Show listeners, we understand. Mm-hmm. We know, right?
Mm-hmm. We have that.
This isn't like, so the story is.
We have that.
The story is it's official, but what is official exactly?
What is official is that there's a picture of them kissing that went out on. Listen, again, it is the place that we've seen it, not the thing that we've seen. Meaning, we've seen the two of them locking lips for the last month.
Yes.
This is not new.
Yeah.
What is new about it is a professional photographer was sanctioned to post, and then they posted the picture.
This is the closest we've ever come to them acknowledging that they are in a relationship, although we all knew that they were in this relationship, which we call a publationship. I know this gets a little hinky, but here's what this means. Publationship. Mm-hmm. Quick. Sorry.
It's a relationship for the purposes of publicity.
Celebrities do. They use their relationship, whatever that may be behind the scenes. It's not like we're saying they don't. They're not doing it off camera or off stage.
Right.
They may, very well may be.
They and might they may not be.
They might not be. This might be all for show. Put a pin in that. But whatever their relationship is, they are using the idea of them being in a relationship for headlines. Why do celebrities often do this? Just as a reminder, I know this is, you know, tiring
because okay.
We've said this a thousand times.
I could use practice, so it's okay. They do this because maybe they've got a project to promote. Maybe it's a new album. Maybe it's a movie. Maybe it is a book. Maybe it is a business.
Or all of those
or
things.
All of the above. But they do that and they leverage the relationship because that gets them attention. What's better than one superstar together?
Two
pew, superstars
pew.
Together.
And they have a history, so there's like this added, you know, angle. There's this added angle of like love rekindled after, you know, 12 years or however many years it was.
17,
sorry. I knew there was a one in there. But the exclusive that everybody was carping about over the weekend showed them kissing face, this time as told by them, but also seen by the world on a after flying on a private jet to a luxury mega yacht called Valerie off Saint-Tropez. And this was all for a extravagant birthday getaway with J-Lo.
Was it just the two of them on this big yacht and their photographer their team?
It is not known who is paying for this trip. Affleck is said to be worth $150 million, while J-Lo is worth around $400 million. We don't see any individuals other than these two, but clearly there are. I don't know if they're children, but, you know, they don't like to have their children while they're being sexy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's right. Being parenting.
Right. Because when they have their children, they do things like go to amusement parks and, you know, make out with them at lunch.
Yeah.
They do that. But this is a little sexy. This is making out
at lunch. The kids aren't
not the kids. Okay. They don't usually participate from what I've seen.
So she is leaning hard into this publationship. We certainly know that.
Well, I would like to get our tinfoil hats out.
Yes, queen.
Yes,
because that's what we do best.
What we do best.
Frankly. Everybody's like, oh, that's so hot and sexy. So hot and sexy.
No doubt you've seen, by the way, let's talk about this. There's the photos that the photographer has taken, yeah. right, that have been published mm-hmm. on J-Lo's Instagram
yep.
and social media. But then there's the fake paparazzi photos of the sanctioned photographer taking the pictures,
yeah.
which is a whole different, that's like next level. It's very meta, deal with it, yeah. okay? But this is not, whatever, it's not new. This is very, it's planned though. Because the big thing that also made a splash, no pun intended, over the weekend of the two of them on their yacht was a reenactment of that video of the two of them on a yacht. It was a music video for J-Lo. What was the song?
Jenny from the Block.
Oh, duh. Yeah, yeah. Don't be fooled by the rocks that she got on a yacht with Ben Affleck. Where he's like putting his hand all over her body and there's like he's cupping her generous bootay. They did a reenactment of that 19 years later, the two of them on a yacht. She's laying on her stomach, he's got his hand on her booty, and guess what, their photographer is taking a picture of this moment.
Interesting.
What does it all mean? Now I will also say, and I thought I took pictures of it, I saw it in a there's a gossip account called Not Skinny But Not Fat that is that what her name is? Anyway, she follows, she's like a gossip person who lives in New York City, and she's got a very robust social media presence. And on her Instagram story, and I thought I had taken screenshots of it and I didn't, but there was a series of photographs of things that happened when they were together the first time.
Oh, I have
like
this for
reenacted.
You.
Oh, thank
I
God
have
you,
you
have it.
Are you kidding me?
Thank God.
Just go to the Instagram link that I provided. It's on the right hand column.
Wonderful.
Towards the bottom.
Yep, I see.
And
oh, look at that. There it is.
Oh!
I was forwarded this Instagram post from one of our listeners. Thank you. And it's from the account is Casey Saint something. I don't know how to pronounce that. Anyway, Instacase, I think, is her handle. Now, I think, if I remember correctly, I don't know if she is friends with Busy Phillips, but Busy Phillips has a podcast, you know, mm-hmm. the actress Busy Phillips, and she is leaning into this theory, and I'm not sure where the theory comes from initially, but this Instacase, or Casey, let's just call her Casey.
Okay.
On her Instagram, as it was pointed out by a listener, says, and here's the caption, with all of those photos where you see side by sides of them doing something in 2002 or whatever, and then today, right? And they're doing a lot of the same things. And she says, sticking by my theory stated on episode 40 of Busy Phillips podcast, that J-Lo and Ben Affleck, a.k.a. Bennifer Agenifer, which, by the way, love that name.
Right?
Bennifer Agenifer, a.k.a. Jenjamin Lowfleck.
Okay.
That's cute.
Like that as well.
Are giving us shot-for-shot remakes of her iconic video, Jenny from the Block, for the songs, wait for it, upcoming 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she goes on to say, let me explain the evidence that I've gathered so far.
Oh, I love this.
This May, Ben was seen wearing the watch that J-Lo gave him in the original video. Mm-hmm. On seeing this, her immediate instinct was they're remaking the video. She says, am I a witch? Yes. Did that mean I was right? We'll see. On June 14th, they were snapped at a dinner together by paparazzi. People focused on the fact that it was their first public kiss since rebooting. This woman says she focused on the placement of everything at the dinner, including the angle they were shooting from. And we've talked about this for years, or not years, months.
Like, it feels like years, let's right? be honest.
We yeah. talked about how that you know, paparazzi photo was so staged, and yeah. it was so obvious that it was so staged. Very similar was that photo to the shots of them having dinner secretly being shot by paparazzis in the video, Jenny from the Block. So this particular individual believes that they're just recreating all these iconic moments or bits from Jenny from the Block. Wait for it. Maybe there will be like a, you know, a coalescing for a video experience to celebrate the 20th anniversary of that video next year.
Because
it's 2002.
I am here for this theory.
I love it.
I love it too. The truth is out there. I love it.
So thanks to the listener. Actually, a couple listeners have given us this tip, and so hats off to them. But like, this just proves what we've known all along, mm-hmm. Colleen, which is we're not stupid.
Right.
We are, on occasion, dumb.
But not right now.
But when it comes...
But right now, we're not stupid.
But
no.
All of the times that we're like, well, it just seems like maybe this is probably... To be fair, we didn't call the video thing. But my point and our point that this was just a publicationship, that it's for publicity, it just confirms all of those things.
You know, I think it would be prudent at this moment to do a quick walk through their timeline.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing I took a deep dive on this weekend.
Yeah.
Because again, you forget how fast this has all happened. Okay. So remember, it was February that we first heard the allegations that Madison LaCroix was denying an affair with A-Rod.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the first rumbling of it. We are now in July. So do the math on that.
Oh, math.
Anyone?
It's like five months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're 5 months in now. But that was the first allegation of cheating, not their first announcement that they had broken up. Okay. Because then it was March 12th of 2021 that we got that first leaked. It was a Friday afternoon.
It was a Friday afternoon. I remember it very distinctly because I was not in town.
That A-Rod and J-Lo had broken up, and then they walked it back over the weekend, which was awkward.
Yeah, like then, our family, we're doing it for the kids.
The second announcement came in April of 2021. That is only, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
3 months ago. Now, here's the other thing I want to just add in there, so that you can, it doesn't prove anything, it just adds to your suspicion about why this is happening so fast in this way. Do you remember what Ben Affleck was in headlines for in May?
Ben Affleck in May.
It's a quiz.
Headlines. Mm-hmm. Breaking up with Ana de Armas. Mm-mm.
Holly?
He had some projects that he was doing.
No.
Oh.
In May, he was in headlines because he had reached out to that woman on that dating site.
Yes, that hot mess moment.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
So that was in May. Yeah. So everybody just... I know you can build a case like they've already been together, remember? And they're just rekindling it. So they picked up where they left off. No.
No. Remember that we called very quickly that history was actively being rewritten about mm-hmm. how they came together. Because mm-hmm. remember, all of a sudden it was like, well, turns out Ben had been sending her text about how amazing she looked. Mm-hmm. But it was totally friendly and on the like it wasn't sketchy at all. So, you know, like they were trying to build this case that, oh, this is, you know, they've been, I don't know if this works with your theory, but
I don't really know that I have a theory. I just was sort of walking through it.
But my point is, like, they have been trying to, like, tell this story in a way that doesn't line up with the facts mm-hmm. from the very beginning. And who does this remind us of? Like the origin story of a publicationship being completely not plausible and rewritten by the people involved.
Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas.
Thank you.
Ding, ding, ding,
like,
ding.
When it seems too good, because they're banking on most people, and most people are not you people listening to My Talk 107.1. Most people, like, go up to your friend groups, and for the most part, if you were like, do you struggle with the timeline of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez rekindled romance? They're going to be like, you need help.
Right.
Right?
And but by the way, help is right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show.
Very true.
But for, like... Like, so they're just banking that the majority of people are not going to question any of that.
Right.
They're just going to be doing the like, oh, that's so adorable. I love, there's hope for love after all, because after 17 years, they just got back together and it's love and they're sexy and she looks. Because you know what I always hear when it comes to Jennifer Lopez?
What?
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly Roberts is here, and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Holly.
Hey, guys. Got some hot celebrity gossip for you. Yes.
Slap it on me.
All right. Well, let's talk about Adele and her boyfriend, Rich Paul. They are out and about. They went to Robert Kraft's birthday party over the weekend.
Who's Robert Kraft?
He's the guy that makes cheese and macaroni and cheese.
And also owns the New England Patriots.
That guy.
He doesn't own Kraft cheese.
No, I know. I was teasing.
You're a liar.
You're, oh.
Such a liar.
Spreading fake news and misinformation
Sorry.
Everywhere. Yeah, so they're, you know, out and about, and they're an official couple. Yeah.
Is he like a thing? Like, why was everybody there?
Because he's rich, and he's a thing.
Oh.
And,
you know, that's
and rich
how
people
that
hang out with other rich people.
That's why Adele didn't come to my birthday party.
Did you invite her?
Duh.
Did you slide into her DMs on Instagram? We're like, hey, Adele, why don't you come to my birthday party?
Come to my birthday.
And unfortunately, she didn't answer.
I'm sorry.
Womp, womp. So we'll move on from that. You know, we got a lot of celebrity weddings over the weekend, and one of the celebrity weddings making headlines, I know, Princess Diana's niece, Lady Kitty Spencer.
Oh, spent
oh,
a
Lady
mint.
Kitty.
Lady Kitty wore 5 wedding dresses.
At once.
At the same time.
At the same time. It's like the guy who wears all the t-shirts at the same time.
Then you just take one off for, you know, as the day progresses.
Just peel them off.
Yes, exactly. Now, she had 5 dresses. She wore 5 custom Dolce & Gabbana dresses throughout the big day. Now, that sounds exhausting.
Doesn't
it? Who has time?
I thought one was exhausting, really. Like, and then to have to go to the bathroom in that thing. Yeah. And like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, I
know
that
just sounds like a lot.
She married a billionaire, so well, it's the least she could do.
That's true. I wonder what her hydration process was like.
Oof.
Did she just not drink water?
Did she wear a diaper?
We don't know.
You don't know.
A Dolce & Gabbana diaper? Maybe. I hope so.
That's a thing.
Yeah, that probably is a thing. Look, man, if you can get a custom wedding dress from Dolce & Gabbana, certainly you can get a custom diaper from Dolce & Gabbana.
How true that is.
Days of Our Lives is expanding with a limited series over on Peacock.
What?
Yeah, so Days
How
of Our Lives.
How does this look?
Well, it's coming soon to Peacock. It's going to be called Days of Our Lives Beyond Salem. 5 Ooh. Episodes of this new series have been ordered by Peacock. That's the NBC streaming service. And it will feature the return of Lisa Rinna as Billy Reed.
Mm. She was also, there was, well, I don't know, this is so soap opera, but like there's always more than one, not always, many roles are played by more than one actor. And she wasn't even the original Billy.
Mm.
So I don't accept her as my Billy. Thank you.
Oh, she's not your Billy?
She's not my. She's one. I mean, like, I watched her play Billy, but she's not my only Billy. Also, I'm curious enough about this that I would maybe give it a watch.
Well, fabulous. It's coming soon.
Even though it's
like your soap operas.
It's been a long time since I've caught up with Days of Our Lives. I don't even know, like, who's. You know, been possessed by the devil or died 3 times.
Why don't they do like a spinoff, The Nights of Our Lives? And these are the nights of
our
lives.
And it's just video. It's just people sleeping.
That would be, you know, I'd probably watch that some slow TV right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Somebody's,
the new wave.
Yeah, somebody's going to want to watch it. Hey, something that you might want to watch tonight. LeVar Burton debuting as guest host of Jeopardy tonight. And
he's just now debuting, but these must have been recorded before.
Yeah. I'm sure they were, yeah.
Yeah, so LeVar Burton from Fan Petitions is now going to be hosting Jeopardy for the week as one of their guest hosts. Now, 250,000 fans back in April signed a petition to make LeVar Burton the next host of Jeopardy. So,
maybe that's what I was thinking of, because I thought he'd already done it, but you're saying he's not actually done this.
No, he hasn't done it. It
Got
was
it.
The fans that requested LeVar do it, and now, finally, we're going to be able to see his hosting episodes
Wonderful.
Starting tonight. Check your local listings for Jeopardy. Think it's still on Channel 11 over here in the Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Thank you for that Dirt
thanks,
Alert, Holly.
Yeah.
Thanks for pulling double duty, because when we come back, you're going to bring us some blind items.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going
to try to solve
duties.
Those pop culture mysteries after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. We are pop culture detectives on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
We solve pop culture mysteries, and we do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has selected for us and is going to bring to us in a little segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Got a couple of Inspector Clouseaus over here.
Yes.
Clouseaus. Excited.
Like, Clue so excited.
Clue so. I'm so. Here's our first celebrity gossip mystery. Solve this one, Colleen and Bradley. Apparently, the pressure on this celebrity offspring to get pregnant by this now former late night actor was much more intense than previously thought. And he would never stop talking about it, and it creeped her the heck out.
Okay,
Is
so
the
we're
late.
Looking-
oh, I'm go ahead. Sorry. the late night actor is
former
oh.
late night but we actor. Don't know necessarily that this person is former yet, but what NT lawyer is saying is this person is
that's what I was thinking yeah
not coming back
yeah
and is that and what what's who's the other person we're looking for was it is it are they still together
no
is it Ariana Grande
no because it's an actress
or
no
real
celebrity
oh offspring
oh well who is he with after
because
he was
to remember.
Just with somebody is that who we're talking about
he was with somebody I would say in the past year and a half and I will tell you that this person's celebrity parents didn't like the fact that she was with Pete Davidson
wasn't this Brooke Shields daughter
beep bop boop
no
was it Kaia Gerber?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. I knew it was a model daughter.
Mm-hmm. Oof. So a model daughter. Yes. So apparently the pressure from Pete Davidson to Kaia Gerber to get pregnant was really annoying.
Weird.
And it creeped her the heck out. And he
I'm
wouldn't
creeped
stop
out
talking
by that.
About
have
it.
A baby. You want to have a baby? No.
Oof. No, honey. I don't.
We're I don't like that. That.
No.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Okay. Next.
The person in charge of the release of the latest offering from the former A-plus list rapper says it's a minimum of 6 months from release. And it's been that way for the past 18 months.
Kanye.
Yeah.
What he said.
Yeah. Because the album... Donda. The album Donda was supposed to be released on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody showed up, right? For like
a listening party.
A listening party with $40 hot dogs.
Well, there's an update on that, and we will be sharing it in the next segment. That's Ooh. Called a tease. Thank Ooh. You very much.
Was there no mustard or ketchup on those hot dogs?
Well, we'll catch up with it after, you know, later.
That gets one
I
of these.
See what you did.
Thank you.
All right. Now that we've indulged in
calling. I'm just going to relish in the moment.
Oh, that was cute.
Well, I've already tabbed over.
Okay, so he gets a ding for that because you tabbed over.
No, I accidentally pushed the ding. Okay. But everybody gets a ding.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have a dog.
Okay. Inside thoughts.
Here's Is another it? Celebrity gossip mystery. This foreign-born one-name singer who's attempting a comeback got a knock on her hotel room door because of how loud she was screaming during sex.
Adele. Oh,
so this means somebody making a comeback with an actual album or music?
Yeah, we know that
that's
this
not
person
Adele
is
because
back.
She is not back.
It's not Adele.
Lordy.
Oh, hey.
Hey, so let's.
Lord likes to get freaky.
Yes. So the blind items.
Not the Lord.
Well.
Yes.
So Lord, who's attempting a comeback, got a knock on her hotel room door because of how loud she was screaming during sex.
I'm trying to remember, is there somebody who she's been taking up with recently that we talked about?
Not that. Yeah, we talked about Adele walking, or not Adele, excuse
Lord.
Me, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Walking around New Zealand with a gentleman caller, but
yeah.
He wasn't anybody particularly famous.
Okay, I don't know why something is tickling my brain.
Are you thinking of Dua Lipa? Because she, I think, has a new man, right?
Or maybe I'm thinking of, well, I know we saw Billie Eilish with somebody and we were like, oh, that's publicationshipy.
Yeah.
But I feel like we had that moment with Lord too, but I
so
could be wrong. So
Lordy
I just wanted to know who she was with when she was having so
freaking.
Much fun.
All right.
I mean, that's fascinating, but like.
Okay. Great. Yeah.
But also, okay, so now that we're on Lord territory, didn't she have like an awkward going away moment or like uncool moment? Or like there's something that kept her away?
I think you're right.
Right?
Or there was something that happened. Like there was a less than savory story that came out at some point around her.
I don't know why I'm feeling that. But.
We're, you know, listen, we have to keep track of so many things. It's hard to remember everything.
I don't remember that.
Neither do I.
Okay. Vague memories brought to you by Colleen and Bradley.
Well, we do know that she doesn't like American chocolate.
Yes, that is true.
She doesn't like Rolos.
She doesn't like Rolos.
Rolos.
She's something.
Blinded by the item.
I said she something. Like something else.
Let's solve another celebrity gossip mystery, shall we? After several years of NT lawyer telling you about the sketchy circumstances of the adoption of a child by this A-list mostly movie actress, sometimes director, it's finally getting a closer look by authorities, but it's far too late to do anything about it.
Wait, what is weird?
Sketchy adoption. Oh, no. Sia?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh. Mm-mm.
Sketchy adoption by whom?
Well, that's who we have to solve.
No, I know, but actor, director, what?
Yes, A-list actor, sometimes director.
A-list actor, sometimes director.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A-list
actor. Matt Damon?
No.
Female?
Now, female, yes. So actor in the gender neutral form of actor.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not Matt Damon.
Okay.
Actron.
Yeah, an Actron.
It's an Actron. Oof. Okay.
So who has been questionably pregnant? Or no, they weren't questionably pregnant. Did we know about the adoption?
Yeah, we knew about the adoption, and it happened a while ago, which is the reason NT lawyer is saying that there's really nothing that you can do about it at this point. But there have been rumblings online that there are new investigations about the legalities of this adoption from back in the day, about 20 years ago, I would say. Yeah.
Oh, 20 years ago. Yeah, now 20 I'm years gone. Ago. I don't know.
Nicole Kidman.
No. Think about somebody who has adopted multiple children.
Oh, Madonna. Angelina Jolie.
Oh, there you go.
Duh.
There you go.
So, okay. Fill in the blank.
After several years of NT lawyer talking about the sketchy circumstances of the adoption of a child by Angelina Jolie, it's finally getting a closer look by authorities. However, it's far too late to do anything about it.
I need more information on that because I don't know that story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that it was concerning her first two kids and that she adopted them in Cambodia. And what this is saying is that there are some investigations perhaps happening.
Like maybe they didn't go do everything on the up and up?
Yeah, maybe that they didn't cross the T's or dot the lowercase J's on the adoption.
I would not be surprised.
Interesting.
The rumor is now, according to Gossip Cop and other salacious tabloids, the rumor is that Maddox, her oldest child, was not actually an orphan when Angelina Jolie adopted him.
Ooh, that would be problematic.
That would be very problematic.
Oof.
Yeah.
And those two adoptions took place, I want to say, at least she was sort of on the tail end of her relationship with Billy Bob Thornton.
I think that she adopted Maddox while she was with Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah.
And that was always interesting to me because I don't think he was listed legally as a parent. Or at least he's never I just have always been interested in how that all worked out.
Yeah.
That she was in a pretty serious, you know, blood vial wearing relationship with Billy Bob Thornton and then went through this process of adoption and he had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I also just want to know if she's still obsessed with feeding them snack foods.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
That like,
I just remember us like criticizing her for like the kids running around with like Doritos.
I don't think we were criticizing her about that. Other people were about.
Yeah, that would be weird if we were criticizing people eating Doritos.
I would never. I celebrate that.
Yes.
No, there was something. There was a story, and I don't know if it was a blind item, but at some point there was a story about how the kids existed on junk food. And then there was another story about how she was feeding them crickets and stuff like that because it was street food in their native countries.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's, I don't know.
I do remember the Cheetos, the kids going outside of the big box store eating Cheetos.
For some reason. Yeah. Of them all carrying like snack food.
Yeah.
So they were just, you know.
We've come a long way with these people.
We really have.
We really, truly have.
Then we were on a journey. Tarmac up north.
I mean.
Oh, man.
Driving the vehicle, crashing the vehicle, peeing on the tarmac.
Yelling.
That was Brad Pitt, by the way.
Yeah.
Not us.
People are like, wow, you guys like to party.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to pee right here.
Okay.
What a party. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, remember how I said that we had an update on Kanye West and the Donda album?
Yeah.
Well, something, he's doing like a Phantom of the Opera situation. I'm going to explain all of that when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 1071. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
And Kanye West is reenacting the Phantom of the Opera.
What's going, what?
Or rather, it's like the Phantom of the Stadium. Because on Thursday, Kanye West hosted a huge album party for his Donda album, which was, by the way, supposed to come out like this week.
It was supposed to come out like last Friday.
Last Friday. It's not out yet. This was Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where he had this huge listening party. Then apparently, he didn't leave. And he's still there.
But I love that he's got like the full...
Get up and go?
Yeah, like the full Phantom of the Opera outfit with like the mask.
So he wore...
I mean, it's not an actual Phantom of the Opera mask for the listener, but...
That's true.
It is basically pantyhose.
It's nylons on his head.
Yeah.
And then the other day, there was a... it was on the 24th, which was what? Saturday? On Saturday, there was an Atlanta United game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and Kanye just sort of like walked out into the crowd wearing the exact same outfit,
mm-hmm.
which tells you that from Thursday night until Saturday, he was wearing the same outfit,
okay.
living in the stadium because he really liked the vibe there. I'm dead serious. He was so inspired, allegedly, by the Donda crowd that he wanted to stay in Atlanta to finish up his album. He's now set a new release date for August 6th.
Oh, this is just so much.
Okay, can we? There's so many things that I have to talk about.
Okay,
number one,
pick one.
If anybody else was like, I'm not leaving this stadium, they would be knocked out on their keister or like brought into a, like arrested.
Yeah. Ma'am, this is an Arby's.
Yeah.
This is an Arby's, Kanye.
But Kanye just gets to like, you know, claim that it's art.
Yeah.
And I'm going to live there. And they accommodated him.
Yeah.
They put a studio in the stadium for him. He's allegedly just kicking it there.
They bring in a inflatable mattress?
What I
don't even know.
Like in the boardroom of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, like people are like, well, we got Kanye here. And Colleen's like, excuse me, we have rules.
I mean,
we need to be doing something to get Kanye out of. He can't just stay here.
They gave him a private chef to make his meals there.
Okay, so I'm of two minds. And the first mind is like, they're doing this because they realize the amount of publicity. How many times have you said Mercedes-Benz Stadium in this?
Before this, I never said it once. Not once.
Exactly. I don't even know what a Mercedes-Benz Stadium is.
What is the sport that happens there?
I think football and soccer.
Cool.
Sure.
Okay.
But it's just a big advertising move. But then I wonder with Kanye, I don't know how much of him is real and how much of him is for show.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is this quality about him that is the mad scientist or the, you know, like evil genius or like whatever, Dr. Frankenstein. Like he just throws everything else out the window when he's focused on creating art, which is like a trope, and that's an archetype that we have had since, I don't know, like
a long time,
like Leonardo da Vinci or Van Gogh, or like, right, like just the mad crazy
lob off your ear,
like you can't be super talented and wake up at 8 o'clock every morning,
right,
and go to bed at the same time every night, because that's not what artists do.
You have to be tortured and you have to be, you know,
I think that's
slightly unstable.
I think that's an old, but again, my point is, I don't know how much of that is like real or that's the image he's trying to project. I guess it doesn't matter insofar as I will say I hate that storyline. I hate that archetype because it's not generally true. And it just perpetuates all these like weird notions about art and mental illness and expectations of other human beings to be, to just be good human beings.
I think it also gives a bad, sheds a bad light on creatives.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like you can't, like it just makes people think that in order to be a talented artist, you have to be a jerk.
Yeah.
Or, and I don't mean jerk specifically, but like just not, like, I don't know. I don't know. I just think you can do better.
I would also just like to submit respectfully, if you were able to, you know, hop to and find him a private chef, make a studio in the building and also give him sleeping quarters, maybe somebody could head out to like, I don't know, TJ Maxx or something and get him a new outfit.
Yeah, but right? That's like, his thing, man. He likes to be weird.
I'm very eye-rolly about this.
But that's like, that's why this just shows my inability to like not fully embrace my, like, because I would love to get weird, but then like there's always a line where I don't want to get, because then you're like in the middle of the street with pantyhose on your head. And I have literally been there.
I'm going to need more.
No, I'm just saying, like, I've done weird things in public and you're like, and it's fun and creative. But at a certain point, people are just like, I'm trying to go to work right now.
Right. And
so
they
could
don't
you do your weird pantyhose on the head thing later.
Like, they're not impressed by that at all. Also, I do love that
it's
he just
struggle.
Well, yes, I understand. You're a struggling artist. I just love that he took a stroll through the crowd at the soccer game, sticking out like a legit sore thumb.
It's just like, can you imagine the people just sitting there like, oh, it's a great,
right?
What is that?
What's happening there?
It's Kanye. He's fine. He's just working on some stuff.
Ignore him.
Some nachos?
Ignore him.
Yeah. Did he eat any nachos? Like, if he like sat down and like watched
the
game. That's true.
He's got a nylon on his head. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what's your favorite unsung kitchen gadget? Let's celebrate your favorite kitchen gadget. 651-641-1071.